Heading home is Hugo. Jensen gets home, and the Raptor is up 3-0 here in the top of the second. That was big from Ty Johnson. Rogers gets to third. Johnson at first, and then the fourth RBI of the season for Johnson is true. Raptors up 3-0 here in the top of the second, and bats are flowing. Johnson at third. Johnson at first. Rogers at third. Now stepping in is Jack Basir, the Pepperdine product who hit a home run yesterday, a solo shot. But other than that, he also had an RBI as well, which sent Rogers home. The check over to first from Husebo as Johnson slides safe. So 1-0. Raptors up 3-0 with two outs. They've done well. Can they blow it open? The 3-0 as Rios throws over to first. And not in time as Johnson slides back safely in the bag. 2-0. Rogers at third. Johnson at first. The 2-0. Out on the outside edge, 3-0.
Two outs.
Husebo checks over to first once again. The pickoff attempt is not true. So Johnson slides safely. Basir stands in, the right-handed batter, the right-handed pitcher. Here's the 3-0. On the inside edge, there's a strike. 3-1. 3-0. Rogers at third. Johnson at first. Raptors have acquired 3 runs. Here on the top of the second, swinging a ball hit back towards the backtrack. 3-2. Can the Raptors make it 4 runs? It's been a good start for them, a lot better than yesterday. They were not able to get many runs. They lost 8-2 to the Green Bay Rockers, but it's a new day. The 3-2 popped up backside out in foul territory. Stays here at 3-2. 2 outs. Doc Spiders have had 2 outs for quite a bit. But other than that, they had given up 3 hits. The 3-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Not before the Raptors, they get 3 runs as we head to the top of the second, at the bottom of the second here at Herb Baker Field. We'll be back in a moment.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for isolated storms tonight, otherwise clear skies. Lows dip down to about 61, northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 92. Lows level off around 62. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Sweet chip.
Back here for the bottom of the second, the Rafters acquired three runs in the top of the second. They were able to get a two-run RBI from Ty Johnson, an RBI as well from Levi Jensen, the catcher. So the Rafters up 3-0 as Josh Howitt back on the mound facing Seth Sweetchick out of Melbourne, Australia, and a University of Nevada product, batting a 143 this season, but he has four RBIs and a home run as well. A sweet chick down on the count early, swing and a miss, 0-2. So Howitt, the left-hander, sets and then fires the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, 1-2-3 for Josh Howitt. Looking at his infielders, he has a lot of confidence right now. Howitt's looked impressive. So Lorenzo Rios out of Presbyterian College in Yorkville, Illinois. He's been seeming like a crowd favorite here, batting a 333 with one RBI. So the rising sophomore shows bunt, but sees a strike. 0-1. A lot better here for the Rafters. They've looked impressive so far, but here in the bottom of the second, it is a long game. So one out, 1-1. Howitt, the delivery, swinging a shallow ground ball over to Carlson, who's not able to field it, but Johnson gets it, throws it behind Howitt, who took first. So 1-1 here. So taking first is Rios. So Rios on first. So that was an interesting, a shallow hit ground ball over to Carlson, who ran at it, wasn't able to grab it. And then Johnson then picked it up, then threw it past Josh Howitt, who then ran over to first. So zero balls, a strike here with one out. Howitt releases over and then throws to first. Checks over. So the 0-1 here as Paul Smith, designated hitter out of Rice University in the Houston, Texas product, is down on the count 0-1, way outside for Howitt. Howitt sets and then fires the 1-1, popped up backside, 1-2. So Howitt has Rios on first. He looks back to first and then looks to home, the 1-2, way on the outside corner. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Howitt sets, delivers way, way outside out of the strike zone. 3-2. So Howitt sets back up. Looks to first. The 3-2. Way behind Jensen. That's going to put Rios to second. And then Smith on first. So now, out of University of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Oshkosh. Out of Lincolnshire, Illinois, batting a 333, Jake Serain. And now the Rafters have a decision here. They're going to have to play some smart baseball because they just had three runs in the top of the second. Now here in the bottom of the second, Rios stands at second, Smith at first, only with one down. Howitt, the left-hander, on the right-handed batter of Serain, the Oshkosh product, which is only about 15 minutes from here, as he pops one up on the right side, out in foul territory, 0-1. So your ball's one strike with one out. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Upstairs. Got him on a fastball. 0-2.
It's a sign.
No balls. Two strikes. How it, the delivery, popped up on the right field line. That goes into green space. Rounding third is Rios. The play is over to second, so Rios gets home. Smith to second, and the Dock Spiders get on the board. Not what the Rafters would have liked. So an RBI there from Jake Serain, as Jack Peterson, the right fielder, the redshirt sophomore out of Trinity University in Round Rock, Texas, batting a 211, is now here. The pitch from Howitt, way on the outside edge, trying to paint the corner. Howitt sets, delivers, swing and a miss. There's a strike. Zero balls, two strikes, as the first one was looked at as a ball, but then called a strike. Zero balls, two strikes here. Howitt, the delivery. Swing and a miss. Got him on a curveball on the outside edge as he sends Peterson down swinging for the second out. Rafters have given up a run here. So Serene at first, Paul Smith at second, and now Jack Gorman, the second baseman out of Presbyterian College in Memphis, Tennessee. He's at four RBIs this season, as he sees a strike across the plate, 0-1. The set from Howitt, the delivery downstairs in the dirt, 1-1. So the Rafters got three runs in the top of the second, and Josh Howitt started this ending off with a strikeout, but since then has given up a hit, which really has put the Dock Spiders on the board. The 1-1, way outside, 2-1. Two balls a strike with two outs here for the Rafters in the bottom of the second. Howitt, the 1-2, swing and a miss. Strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Howitt, the fire, outside edge, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Howitt looks back towards second. And then was going to throw over to second. Paul Smith stands at second. So full count here with two outs. Can Howitt get the third strike on the outside edge? Cannot. So that moves the bases loaded here for the Dock Spiders. Gorman stands at first, Serain at second, and Paul Smith at third. So the Rafters up 3-1, but they have two outs as Connor Cooney, the center fielder out of the College of Holy Cross in Nowoa, Colorado. Zero balls, a strike. Howitt, the 0-1. Way a curveball down below on the inside edge, 1-1. One ball, a strike here with two outs. The 1-1. Bases are loaded for the Dock Spiders. Two balls, a strike here with two outs. The 2-1 serve. Once again, Howitt throws another ball. First appearance of the year for Josh Howitt. As I said, out of Cal State Fullerton, a guy who was a Northwoods League All-Star last year, had an 8-0 record. He just knew how to win games. The 3-1, once again, that is ball number four. So that is going to send Smith home. And the Dock Spiders get a run, 3-2 now. Questionable pitching. Josh Howitt has not been able to find his rhythm as he so throws a strike across the plate. Bases are juiced here for the Dock Spiders. The 0-1 popped up on the backside into the netting. 0-2. No balls, two strikes with two outs. The 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three, as the Rafters give up two runs here in the bottom of the second. Rafters 3, Dock Spiders 2. We'll take a quick step aside as we head to the top of the third here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
We return to the top of the third here at Herb Baker Field. As a pitching change out of North Park. Tyler Banks out of North Park University. So Banks out of North Park University. Junior out of Littleton, Colorado. So a Colorado native. We'll step in here as Husebo went two innings, and now it's Banks' turn to step in. Banks, the first pitch, as he's on Matt Olive. So Olive playing left field today as he's DH'd a couple times. this season. He's down on the count, the 0-1. Olive, a shallow ground ball over to Drew Berrigan. The throw across the diamond at first is in time. To the shortstop, Berrigan. Some great fielding. So one out here as Shane Taylor, who flew out in his last plate appearance, will step in. Taylor's a guy that has been okay at the plate, you know, this season. He struggled to start things off, but since then he's picked up just a bit. He's had 5 hits on 15 at-bats with a run in RBI and a batting average of a .333. The 0-1, swing and a miss, strike 2. Down on the count here early. Banks has done well so far. He's got 1 out. Up in the count here. Banks. The 0-2 delivery, outside edge, 1 and 2. Taylor out of Utah Tech in the Las Vegas, Nevada native. Way upstairs is Banks, 2-2. So Banks is going to reset. The Rafters already have it out. Up 3-2 here. Popped up on the left field side, out of play. Remains 2-2. One out here, 2 balls, 2 strikes. As the Rafters have out-hit the Spiders 3-1, but Spiders have been able to get home. As Josh Howitt walked the fourth batter when the bases were loaded to put a Dock Spider run and then an RBI from Serene. As ball number 4, Shane Taylor will take first with 1 out. That's going to put up Kyle Carlson, who got walked on his last plate appearance, but he scored today. He had a run that got across home plate. So Carlson was able to get home when he was on first. So 1 out here. The Dock Spiders. And it popped up in the air and right to Jack Gorman is Carlson, who wasn't able to see that ball drop in the ground. 2 outs. Logan Hugo will step in, who got a base hit on his last plate appearance and is looking for the similar result this time. The Dock Spiders are owned by the same owner who owns the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, which is the single-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. So the owner's doing something right here, as he's got 2 teams, one in the Summer Collegiate League, one in the Professional Minor League. As a ball and no strikes here. Logan Hugo, the Eastern Michigan product, who's struggled at the plate this year. Swing and a miss, foul tipped into the glove, though. 1-1. Taylor stands at first here with 2 outs in the top of the 3rd. A ball and a strike. Sets Banks the 1-1 serve. Down below, 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Taylor a big leadoff at first. The 2-1. A curveball on the outside edge, 3-1. 3 balls, 1 strike here. And 2 outs. The 3-1. Popped up backside, 3-2. 2 outs here. As the Dock Spiders were able to respond, the Rafters 3 runs as they got a base hit RBI from Jensen, then a 2-run RBI from Ty Johnson in the top of the second, but the Dock Spiders answered with two runs of their own in the bottom half of that inning. Top of the third here, swinging a hard hit ground ball over to the third baseman and John Serrain. The throw across the diamond to first is in time. So the Dock Spiders get three outs as we head to the bottom of the third here on WFHR.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds, June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discuss the adoption process. All this plus live music, food trucks, and food and direct sales vendors. It's a real petcation, June 11th from 10 to 4 for WFHR's Petpalooza.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
We return to the bottom of the third here as Travis Strickler, a left-hander, is due up here for the Dock Spiders as he shows bunt on the first pitch. That's going to be a strike. Howitt is going to have to shake off that last half of that inning in the second where it was not his best inning. He gave up a hit, but more importantly for the Dock Spiders, two runs. So he's up in the count, 0-2. Howitt hits the back of Strickler. So Strickler's going to take first and already putting Travis on. So the first baseman, Seth Sweetchick, who struck out in his last plate appearance, is now up, the right-handed batter on Josh Howitt. Howitt's not had his best start to his 2023 Northwoods League campaign for the Rafters as he throws it over to first. That ball's dropped from Carlson, goes behind him, and then taking second is Strickler. So an unforced error there for the Rafters. So Strickler in a scoring position with no outs. And now an opportunity. Can the Dock Spiders get something going? The first pitch, swinging a ball hit foul back behind home plate out of the stadium on the foul side. 0-1. 0 balls, a strike. The 0-1 from Howitt, way on the outside edge, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Howitt looks over to second as Strickler has a big leadoff at second. The 1-1, Strickler decides to take third. The throw from Jensen over to third is not in time, so Strickler gets to third and already putting himself in great scoring position, 90 feet away of tying this game up here in the bottom of the third. So, Sweetchick out of the University of Nevada, batting a 182 this year, four RBIs, sees the 1-2 pitch down in the dirt from Howitt, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Sweet Chick out of Melbourne, Australia. The 2-2 swing and a miss. There is strike three. Got caught swinging and goes down. So one out here for Howitt. Lorenzo Rios out of Presbyterian College. Rios, who was able to cross the first run for the Dock Spiders to get them on the board. One out here. With Howitt, he's down in the count 1-0. So Dock Spiders down 3-2. A swing and a miss. Strike one. 1-1. As Strickler stands at third, so they have Strickler at third. And now for them, they're on the verge of tying this game up here in the bottom of the third. The 1-1. Swinging a shallow ground ball over to Johnson, who makes the play at first, but getting home is Travis Strickler with ease. This ties this game up at 3 apiece. So two outs here. Not sure there why the Rafters didn't go home as Ty Johnson fielded a ground ball, the second baseman, and throws it over to first. But Paul Smith out of Rice University. Is now up. So Rios gets home. Strickler gets home. Rios gets out. A swing and a miss. Strike one. 1-1. The 1-1. Downstairs. A strike. Strike two. 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Here's the serve outside, 2-2. Now it's going to have to reset here. The Rafters dominated this series against the Dock Spiders last year. They won 9 games out of the 10 games these two teams played. The 2-2, swing and a miss upstairs, strike three. Now it gives up a run as this game is tied 3-3 as we head to the top of the fourth here at Herb Baker Field. We'll step aside.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fourth, we go here in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Rafters 3, Dock Spiders 3. As Rafters went up 3-0 in the top of the second, Dock Spiders answered with two of their own in the bottom half of that inning. And then here in the bottom of the third, Dock Spiders got a run as well. So Brant Voth struck out in his last plate appearance, will step in. And out of New Mexico State, the native, it is his turn to see if he can get something going. Had a big double against the Chinooks, but other than that, in that second game of the series on Tuesday, other than that, he has been quiet. Looking to get himself going. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Down low, 1-1. Sunny afternoon, sunny evening here in Fond du Lac. The rain has held up for the time being. The 1-1, swinging a ball hit on the right field line, out in foul territory, 1-2. Voth has been struggling at the plate. He's looking to finally get himself going. Has slotted in at catcher. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Voth went after it upstairs. And just too slow. So Levi Jensen, the catcher today. Voth was a designated hitter today, but he's played catcher, left field. He's been on all around. But Jensen, who's catcher today, had a big RBI base hit. So pitch on the way. A jam shot into the right side. Coming under it with ease is Jack Gorman, who makes the play, the second baseman. So two outs here in the top of the fourth. Brandon Rogers, the leadoff man, who was walked in his last plate appearance, is now up. He was hit by pitch and was walked. So he's been on base twice, and he hasn't recorded a hit. Betting a 333 out of Iowa Western Community College. Went to Mount Carmel High School. Sees a ball downstairs in the dirt, 1-0. So Rogers will see the 1-0 count. And a hard hit bouncer ball to the shortstop, Berrigan, who throws it over to first and makes the play. So the Dock Spiders go three up and three down as we head to the home half of the inning here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. We'll step aside.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by...
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the fourth here at Herb Baker Field. Joey Fuhrer with you here on WFHR 97.5. Well, the Dock Spiders were able to get at least a run in their past two innings as they got two in the bottom of the second, one in the bottom of the third, as Jake Serrain, who got an RBI for them, will step in. Fun fact about him, he's a scratch golfer, so a guy that knows how to play golf at a very high level. Scratch golfers are very good for him. So he's at University of Wisconsin Oshkosh, betting a 333. And he sees a ball across the plate, 2-1. Not surprised that a baseball player is good at golf. Has to do with some similar swings. The 2-1, a hard hit ground ball over the shortstop, Shane Taylor. The throw over to first is right on the money. As one out down for the Rafters, Shane Taylor has done that so many times this year. He's been able to field those ground balls and make a sidearm throw over to first. So Jack Peterson will step in. And a Trinity University batting a 2-11. Round Rock, Texas native, as he pops one up on the left side, out in foul territory, 0-1. So one out here. Howitt sets and delivers outside, 1-1. Rafters in their cranberry tops with the black leggings. As the 1-1 pitch did go, and head umpire Matthew Metcalf had to make sure that the third base umpire saw what he saw, so 1-2. Duck Spiders in their all white uniforms with the white leggings. The 1-2. Swing and a miss, Peterson. But Jensen dropped the ball. That's going to stay here at 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The one out. The 1-2. Peterson tips one up on the back side into the netting. 1-2. So can the Rafters close out an inning with no runs? They haven't been able to do so in the past two. The 1-2 dish. And a ball dropped in to the third baseline. That stays fair. Heading for second is Peterson. And it's right on the money for the Dock Spiders. So Peterson will take second. That puts a runner in scoring position. Josh Howitt's day has not been easy, making his first appearance this season for the Rafters. A veteran arm in the Northwoods League and for the Rafters has struggled so far today. Ball and two strikes here with one out in the bottom of the fourth. As Jack Gorman, the second baseman, will step in. They just reviewed that. Peterson actually was not fair, was initially called fair. Umpires had a different look about it, so it's going to be Peterson back at the plate. The 1-2 popped up back in the air. Peterson took second. They made the throw over. He stood at second for a while. Well, the umpires had a review on it. Looked like it was foul. The 1-2 popped up in the air. Running under it is the catcher and Levi Jensen, who makes the routine catch for the second half. So fortunately for the Rafters, they did not have Peterson take second. So Jack Gorman now will step in out of Memphis, Tennessee, Presbyterian College products. So the Rafters were very fortunate. Howitt was extremely fortunate. First pitch on the way, outside on the right edge. 1-0. One ball, no strikes here. With one out. As a swing and a hard hit ground ball over to Ty Johnson, the fielder that throws it over to Carlson for the third out. So that looked like initially was one out, but I made a correction, two outs, and now the Rafters here at bottom of the fourth inning, 3-3. We'll take a quick step aside.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the fifth we go here on WFHR. Ty Johnson, the left-handed batter, will step in as a pitch on the way. There's a ball across the plate, 1-0. As the second ball is on the way upstairs, 2-0. Johnson, a 2-1 RBI on his last plate appearance as he sees a 2-0. Curveball way inside, 3-0. The pitch and a strike there for Johnson. As a pitching change is true for swing and a miss. Strike two. The Dock Spiders have gone with somebody else on the mound. They've gone with Logan Eisenbarth at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater, the freshman out of Lake Barrington, Illinois, the 3-2. Upstairs, and Johnson will take first. Top of the fifth here. Rafters 3, Dock Spiders 3. Rafters jumped in front 3-0. The top of the second, Dock Spiders got two of their own in the bottom half of that inning. And then the bottom of the third, Dock Spiders were able to acquire another run, tying this one up at 3. Rafters 3 runs in the top of the second. Every other inning, they have just not been able to get under their feet. So Jack Basir, the Pepperdine product, will step in, the right-handed batter, as he sees a ball across the plate, 1-0. I tell a lot of people that. Actually, I tell that story too. One ball, no strikes. The serve from Eisenbarth, way inside edge. 2-0. So Johnson stands at first. No outs here. Top of the fifth. Eisenbarth delivers 2-1. These two teams sit last in the Great Lakes West Division. They've had rough starts each. The Rafters 1-3. Dock Spiders 0-4 as a ball driven out on the right side, out in foul territory. Fans have had a good appearance here at her Baker Field. As behind the stadium, you can see a truck parked up with fans sitting on top of the bed of the truck as Basir hits one on the right field line out in foul territory. Beautiful sunset here, beautiful evening here in Fond du Lac. Weather has held out. The Rafters and the Dock Spiders are fortunate. Rafters have out hit the Dock Spiders 3-1. Basir popping one up once again on the backside, out in foul territory, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Here at Fond du Lac and Herb Bakerfield. As Barth looks it off, the 2-2, swing and a miss, strike three, got him downstairs, one out. So Matt Olive, who grounded out in his last plate appearance, will step in. And Olive, playing left fielder today out of Valparaiso University, was one of the most prolific hitters for the Beacons and a guy that was second on the team in home runs, as he sees a ball go down. As Ty Johnson decides to take second, that ball goes thrown behind him from Rios, the catcher. So Johnson will stay safe at second with one out and a runner in scoring position for the Rafters. A ball and no strikes here with one out. Eisenbarth looks back towards second and then makes a throw over to first. Foul tipped at the back track. 1-1. So with one out, a ball and a strike. Johnson a big lead off at second. Popped up on the right side, out in foul territory, 1-2. So Eisenbarth comes set. The 1-2 curveball painting the outside edge, but umpire Matthew Metcalf had other plans. It's 2-2. That's first year. One out here. Johnson, big leadoff at second. Eisenbarth looks back and then at home, 2-2, and has a foul tipped backside, staying here at 2-2. So two balls, two strikes with one out here. Johnson, big lead off at second. The Rafters cash in. They've out hit the Spiders 3-1, but Knox Spiders have been fortunate. They've had good plate discipline, and Howitt's been throwing a lot of balls, which has put Spiders on the base. 3-1. Popped up once again, out in foul territory. Credit Olive for staying alive in this count, as it is 2-2. Johnson, who's done well this season, stands at second. Eisenbarth looks back towards second. Comes set, a 2-2. A jam shot popped up on the right side. Running under it is the right fielder in Jack Peterson, who makes the catch. So two outs for the Dock Spiders as the Rafters unable to get a hit there. That's going to put Shane Taylor, the left-handed batter, on Eisenbarth, the right-handed pitcher. So two outs. Johnson still remains at second as he did not tag up. Two outs. Taylor on Eisenbarth. The first pitch on the way. Outside edge, 1-0. Third base coach Orlando Rodriguez out of Peoria, Arizona. His first season with the Rafters, Kirk Schroeder has brought him on his coaching staff. Way inside is the second pitch, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, and two outs. Johnson standing off at second. Eisenbarth comes set. A 2-0. Taylor once again laces a ball out in the left field line in the foul territory. So 2-1 here with two outs in the top of the fifth. Two outs. Taylor looking to continue his decent start for the Rafters, the 2-1. And a swing and a ground ball over to the second baseman and Jack Gorman, who throws it over to first. That's a sweet chick. So there is three outs for the Dock Spiders as we head to the home half of the inning here in the bottom of the fifth. We'll take a quick step aside.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to wroinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
We return here to the bottom of the fifth inning here on WFHR. So a pitching change has come forth for the Rafters as Tucker Hoon out of University of St. Thomas and the Plano, Texas native, went to Jesuit Dallas College Prep in the Dallas area. So he's going to step in for Josh Howitt. His day is done. Howitt went four innings, allowing a hit and three runs. So it's Hoon now who's seen his second appearance of the season. He had a rough one in his first appearance. He allowed 10 hits on four innings pitched against the Lakeshore Chinooks. So it's now Tucker Hoon's chance to redeem himself after he had a tough first game. Rising junior, a 1-0 record for the St. Thomas Tommies, as a swing and a hard hit ball into the right base gap. As Connor Cooney starts things off here for the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. So Drew Berrigan will now be the one to step in, the right-handed batter. So not the start from Hoon. Hoon delivers a ball way outside. 1-0. Rafters have struggled with their pitching this season. 1-0 as a swing and a ground ball. Past Shane Taylor in the second base gap. So Cooney on second, Berrigan on first, and just like that, two straight hits for the Dock Spiders. And now they've tied the Rafters on hits 3-3. So three hits each, three runs each, and Rafters have made two errors. Hoon will now face Travis Strickler as a ball popped up on the left field side, out 0-1. ball and a strike here. Three runs each. Two runners on with no outs for the Dock Spiders here in the bottom of the fifth. Moon, the 0-1. A ball way behind Levi Jensen. That's going to advance the runners. So Tucker Hoon has struggled so far. That's going to advance Cooney to third, Berrigan to second.